This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the mental health, telemedicine, healthcare, and health news channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. In a continuing series of sessions, we are once again joined by Dr. Nikki Martinez, who received her master's and her doctorate from the Illinois School of Professional Psychology and completed her pre-doctoral and post-doctoral fellowship at Gateway Foundation in Lake Villa, Illinois. She is the head of clinical development for DrNikkiMartinez.com, where she can be reached if you're interested in individual or couples work with her. She is an adjunct professor for 2 graduate programs, a blogger for the Huffington Post, Everyday Power Blog, Older Dating, Success Stories, Savannah Spirit, Proud Stories, and a contributor for the Chicago Tribune. She just published her 8th book through Amazon.com, and on this episode of eHealth Radio, Dr. Martinez will discuss treating substance abuse through telemental health and in primary care. Dr. Martinez, always great to have you with us on the program.
Oh, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome as always. So for starters, Dr. Martinez, how common are substance abuse issues within the United States?
You know, I actually think people would find the numbers shocking, and even more shocking the amount of people who aren't getting treatment. In the study that was just done in 2012, 23.1 million Americans, that's 8.9% of our population over the age of 12, needed substance abuse treatment. But only 2.5 million of those, or 1% of our population, got help. So that leaves about, only 20.6 million people in our country who need treatment but didn't get it.
And you note that there are very high rates of mental health issues associated with substance abuse. What are those conditions and statistics, if you don't mind sharing?
Sure. It's estimated that about 70 to 80% of people with substance abuse issues also have anxiety and or depression, and up to 90% of them have trauma issues. So we're really seeing that self-medicating with the substances, the genetic issues coming into play there, not dealing with these issues and using substances instead. Also fairly common are bipolar disorder, social anxiety, PTSD and schizophrenia are also very common co-occurring disorders when it comes to substance abuse.
Also, you wrote an article discussing the epidemic of this issue as well as some guidelines for treating them in new environments. What made you see a need for writing this article?
Well, I was working alongside several internal medicine and family medicine doctors, and often I noticed that they're the first ones to identify that substance abuse is even an issue for their patient. And they would come and get me, and we would talk, and I would start seeing them or talking to them because they hadn't even sort of acknowledged they had a problem. Maybe they hadn't decided if it was a problem and they needed to look at it, so they needed the treatment. A lot of them couldn't go inpatient because of the realities of life. They were the primary supporter of the family. They couldn't leave their job, or they thought they'd lose it. They had to care for their kids, any number of reasons that they couldn't go inpatient. So this is where the work really needed to happen, where there started to be this team that worked together with a primary care physician, a psychologist, if necessary, a psychiatrist, but one that is familiar with addictions. Same thing with the psychologist. It has to be a psychologist, because actually it would surprise you that most psychologists are not familiar with addictions. And in my old practice of 25, I was one of only 2 who really had any experience in working with them.
We are once again speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, psychologist and licensed clinical professional counselor and head of clinical development for DrNikkiMartinez.com here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health, Telemedicine, Healthcare, and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Martinez, what are some of the essential pieces of substance abuse treatment?
Well, they need to address many areas, sort of treating the whole person. So they want to be treating the physical, the psychological, because as we just learned, there's such a high rate of co-occurring psychological and physical and addiction issues. The social, the medical, because a lot of them have now developed some serious medical conditions after years of abuse to their bodies with substances, as well as economic issues. And also, I think people don't remember enough that treatment has to be really individually tailored to the to individuals. There is no cookie cutter thing. It has to be appropriate to their age, to their gender, ethnicity, and culture. It has to be focused on their needs, their personal triggers and cravings, what would make them relapse, making sure they have a support system and are involved in some sort of recovery, as well as mindfulness and tolerance to stressors that would push them over the edge.
As I understand it, substance abuse and addictions are two of your specialties. What drew you to these, and how can people reach out for help?
Well, I did my residency and then worked at a substance abuse facility for about 3.5 years after that. And like most of your listeners, I don't have a life that's so charmed that I don't know anyone or it's not been touched by addiction. And there's sort of the old adage where people used to always say an addict can only treat an addict. And I would tell people in treatment, do you think there's anyone that works here who doesn't know or is related to or has had experience in their life with someone with addiction? And that would sort of make them change their perspective and realize that everyone knows something about addiction. It's very rare that someone has that charmed life. And they're such a great population, and they're people that you see once they have those tools and the support in place, such dramatic changes happen in their life, and you get to see this very different person that they were at heart, that they weren't when they were in their addiction. So I really have a soft spot for this population, and I love to work with them, and that's why it's one of my specialties that I focus on. I think the people need help, care, compassion, support, and healing, and without judgment and without shame, most of all. So if anyone is interested in talking with me, I really have a passion for this population. They can reach me at www.drnikkimartinez.com. That's www.drnikkimartinez.com. And my Twitter is at Dr. Nikki Martinez. And I would love to hear from them.
Dr. Martinez, thanks so much for all you do in the space. Always great to have you, and certainly look forward to our concluding piece in this series next week right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Me too. Thank you.
We have been speaking with, once again, Dr. Nikki Martinez, psychologist and licensed clinical professional counselor and head of clinical development for DrNikkiMartinez.com. And to learn more, again, visit DrNikkiMartinez.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Mental Health, Telemedicine, Healthcare, and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.